Welcome to Westminster Abbey on this fifth Sunday of Lent. My name is the Reverend Catherine Williams, and I am a priest, spiritual director, and writer. I am grateful to the Dean and Chapter at the Abbey for their invitation to offer these Lenten reflections. Today I will be reflecting on the Gospel and thinking about the self-examination required of repentance. A reading from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 12. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume, made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." We journey with Jesus to Bethany, to the home of his good friends Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, for a celebratory party. Jesus has called Lazarus from the grave and filled him with new life, making the impossible possible, bringing triumph from tragedy. For Martha, it is evident that Jesus is the Messiah. Mary, in her gratitude, takes the costliest, exquisite perfume money can buy. In adoration, she kneels at the feet of Jesus and offers anointing to the Anointed One, the Christ. The moment is beautiful, intense, intimate, and the house is filled with this fragrant offering. Jesus has saved Mary's brother, and it's just the beginning, a foretaste of what is to come as Jesus continues his journey to secure salvation for us all. But there are other odours in this house too. Below the surface, in the shadows and corners, lingers a different scent. Something rotten and deadly. It's the smell of envy, outrage, and hypocrisy. Soon it will deepen into the scent of betrayal and death. Judas, who knows the cost of everything and the value of nothing, attempts to grab the moral high ground and place himself in the limelight, drawing the focus away from fluid adoration to rigid certainty. Just a few short weeks ago, we gathered at the crib of the infant Jesus, encouraging one another to sing loud and long, "O come, let us adore him." Where is our adoration now? What lingers in the shadows of our hearts and minds this Passion Sunday? What attitudes, behaviours, and judgments keep us from offering wholehearted praise to the one who brings new life from death? Thank you for joining me for this reflection. This is part of a series of reflections each Sunday in Lent as we journey towards Holy Week and Easter. To find out more about Lent and Holy Week at the Abbey and our online faith resources, visit our website at www.westminster-abbey.org/Lent.